Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Good morning. Okay, maybe it's still a little early. Good morning. It is indeed a beautiful day that the Lord has made. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall do what?
Rejoice.
Okay, I heard seven people say it. We shall do what?
Rejoice.
And be glad in it. It's a beautiful day. And I'm so glad to be here with you. To Dr. Smith, thank you for the invitation. To Dr. Rogers, to Chancellor Jones, to my worship leader, to this beautiful worship team that was up here. I'm so thankful to be here. I find it an honor and a privilege anytime I can come to CIU, but especially when I get a time to share with such an awesome population. Y'all are awesome. Would you do me a favor, because it's Valentine's Day, would you extend your hand and connect with the hand of the person beside you? Connect with them. Yeah, just connect with them. It's Valentine's Day, and so I just want you to tell them you love them. Look to the right and the left and tell them you love them. All right, you've done that. Now, because I know it's 2019, I need everyone to take out their phone, Instagram their picture, hashtag love is what love does. Do you have your phone? Love is what love does. Okay, that should only take a second too, which means I have 24 minutes left. I'm honored to be here because it is the close of the Black History Week, which is a part of Black History Month celebration. And it is oftentimes during this time that various feelings and emotions arise. Just like today is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is so interesting to me because it suggests that there needs to be a day that the public sees the love that a person has felt the whole year in private. So I need a day that I can publicly bring balloons so that everybody can see I'm bringing you balloons when I've been telling you I love you every day anyway. And I think it's the same thing sometimes during Black History Month. I wore my dashiki, and can I be honest? I haven't worn my dashiki since last February, right? Because I don't need a reminder of what this month represents, because 365 days, I wear an inward dashiki, all right? Now, I know also during this month, you hear words like reconciliation and repair, and they come to the forefront during this month, but here's the reality. I shouldn't have to hear the word if the work is being done the other 11 months of the year. Y'all with me? So if we're loving every day, if we're caring for each other every day, if we're showing compassion every day, eventually we'll get to the place where these designated holidays won't be necessary because it will be just another part of our normal practice every day. Okay, I see that you didn't like that. I understand, that's cool. That's cool, I'm here to preach, so let me give you a scripture to back it up. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, verse 1. Mark chapter 2 is in the New Testament. Second book of the New Testament, I think. Matthew, Mark, yep, second book. Chapter 2 of the New Testament. Second book of the New Testament. Oh, gotcha. So you were in Exodus. No, we're not at Exodus. We're in Mark. Mark 2 says this, and again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was so that when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." I want to talk for the next couple of minutes from this thought. I love you too much to leave you lame. I love you too much to leave you lame. Now, I do, to be honest and true to the text, understand that lameness was not this man's condition. He was a paralytic. Paralytikos in the Greek meaning palsy, meaning that at some point he was well, but something happened that then left him unable to walk with fluency. And to be real, many of us in here are experiencing some form of paralytic or paralyzing situations. Things were well for a moment, but somebody broke my heart and all of a sudden I'm emotionally paralyzed. My money was good when I first got here, but I got a bad grade and all of a sudden I'm financially paralyzed. And the reality is, the idea of community is that no one gets left lame. No one gets left in their condition. So let me paint the picture, because you're not with me yet. Jesus showed up in Capernaum before. Last time he showed up in Capernaum, first thing he did was go to the synagogue. He cast out a demon. He went to Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law was sick. He healed Peter's mother-in-law. Then the text says all who were sick gathered to him, and he healed them and cast out demons. You with me? How many is all? All who were sick were brought to him, right? So he heals them. The next morning he's in prayer. They want to see him again. He says, "No, I need to go to Galilee." He leaves for Galilee, but chapter 2 says he comes back to Capernaum. Okay, y'all didn't get excited. Let me pause right there and tell you, sometimes we miss him the first time, but we serve a God who always comes. Okay, that was for me. That might not have been for you, Pastor Rogers. I'm sorry. And so when he comes back, the crowd gathers, and there is a paralyzed man who must be brought. Now, I think this is the idea of community and love, because when you love someone, you're really concerned about their condition. When you really love someone. Now here's the big picture. If he was paralyzed in chapter 2, that means either he was overlooked in chapter 1 because all were brought, or his sickness came about since Jesus left the first time. Which means our condition sometimes isn't as severe in the time when other people are getting what they need. Okay, so now Jesus comes back and he is in this house. Now, I'm amazed at this because, again, I told you this shows community. So I think, and this is my proposition, that if we love in that radical type of love, in that reckless type of love, then no one amongst us will be left lame. So here's the question. What does it mean to love you too much to leave you lame? Well, the first thing it means, if I love you too much to leave you lame, is that I apply my information to your situation. I apply my information to your situation. The text says Jesus showed back up in town and word got out to the point that the house was filled. The word got out, the house got filled, but this man wasn't there. Which means a whole town knew he was paralyzed, but they weren't concerned about him. Can I push it? Because if it's palsy, that means he was a normal part of the community. But somehow he stopped coming out because his ability to maneuver got messed up. And sometimes we forget about people who we don't see all the time. But these guys, this crew, remembered him. So when they heard Jesus was coming, instead of getting a front seat, they went and got him. Here's the problem. If you really love somebody, oh, I need to be in a certain place for the video, I'm sorry. If you really love somebody, you don't think selfishly when you get information. When you love somebody, you immediately figure out how the information you receive can be applied to them. Yeah. Let me see if I make it plain. You ever been in class and you look at your F and you see somebody's A and you ask them how they got the A and they say study? I studied too, but I didn't get an A. No, when I ask you how you got the A, I want to know what you listened to, what you wrote in your notebook, how much time you studied, what words did you study? Did you get office help? I want you to know, I want you to be able to reveal all your information so I can apply it to my situation. I can't love you and withhold information. Oh, man. I can't love you and think that because what I have might benefit you more than it benefits me, I'll keep it to myself. That's not love, that's control. But not only when I love you too much to leave you lame do I apply my information to your situation. Secondly, when I love you too much to leave you lame, I make your problem my priority even if it causes me pain. I make your problem my priority, even if it causes me pain. You ready? The text says that the house got full. Verse 3 says, then they came bringing him who was paralyzed. Okay, I see you're reading it through 2019 eyes. They're in Capernaum. And that means that these guys, even though they could have gotten a front row seat, moved beyond their house to wherever this man lived. Not only did they go to his house, they had to move him in such succinctness that he wouldn't fall off of the bed. They had to take the bed from the house and walk it to wherever Jesus was. Now let me make it plain, that's not just across the street. That means if Capernaum is Columbia, they had to go from Clemson Road to this campus. Okay, maybe that's not far enough. They had to go from Harbison by hand and feet to the house. Okay, still not working for you. They had to go from Ben Lippin on St. Andrews Road here, carrying, which means they had to be so committed to him. Now, I know you're not picturing it, but you got to picture four guys carrying the weight of a bed and the weight of a man all the way to Jesus. It hurt them, but they valued his problem so much that it didn't matter how bad it hurt them. They wanted his problem to get fixed. If I love you, it doesn't matter how hard it is. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter what I have to go through. If I love you. Dr. Smith, I put on Facebook the other day that your press conference blessed my message. It blessed my message because I am pretty sure that CIU is not the only people that pass down Monticello Road. They're not the only people that view the blighted properties. But it doesn't matter who passed by it. The fact is CIU was the one that stood and said they're going to impact it. See, when you love, it doesn't matter who didn't show up. All that matters is who does show up. Oh, man. Let me pause, because I'm in an emotional college. I need to tell you, in an emotional Valentine's culture, don't worry about who doesn't send you flowers. Don't worry about who doesn't inbox you. Don't worry. If the only Valentine you get is from your mama, you say, thank you, mama. I'll be your Valentine. So I'm in pain. But I love you too much to leave you there when I know, oh God, when I know the potential for your healing is in the house. Oh, how can I be your friend if I know your potential for healing is over there and I leave you over there? Okay, I got to keep pushing, because if I love you too much to leave you lame, not only do I apply my information to your situation, not only does your problem become my priority, even if it causes me pain. Here's the third thing. If I love you too much to leave you lame, I won't stop seeking until I find a solution for your situation. Now, I kind of got convicted by these brothers, because Andre, you know, Dr. Rogers, if you and I were in this situation, the reality is we probably would have just stopped at the door. We would have said, look, we got you to the door. However you get to Jesus is on you. But these guys got to the door and saw that the room was packed, so they went an extra step. They climbed on the roof. Now, you got to understand, I need you to picture this with me. You picturing it? These four guys are carrying a man on the bed. And as they're carrying the man on the bed to get to the roof, they had to balance the bed while climbing on the roof and then adjusting the bed from the floor to make sure he doesn't fall when the angle begins to get steep, and then push them all on the roof. There was some extra work that had to be done. Hold on, I'm not done. Because the text doesn't say they had tools. So then to get on the roof and be able to tear through the roof, they had to use their bare hands to tear open the roof. If I love you, there's no limit to what I do. Maybe that didn't work for you. See, we got two type of people who say they love you. Oh, I'm about to run. Calm down. You got the one type that'll get you to the door. You got the other type that'll tear the roof off. Okay. I'm so sick and tired of press conference, photo op, get you to the door friends. They want to be celebrated because they got you to the door. They want to be celebrated because they led you to the spot. I want me some tear the roof off friends. I want me some friends with some dirt under their fingernails as evidence that they went to the full length. Okay. It's Black History Month. Affirmative action is get you to the door, friends. But a mentor that walks me through college and guides me through the career process is a tear the roof off friend. Giving me a free box of food is a door friend, but a friend that teaches me how to coupon, how to save, how to budget, how to cook is a tear the roof off friend. And on Valentine's Day, I think it's the perfect time to evaluate your circle. Stop calling yourself my friend if all you doing is getting me to the door. If you ain't willing to disrupt some stuff, if you're not willing to tear the roof off. Right. Dr. Smith, partnering with Monticello Road is a to the door friend. But investing $15 million is a tear the roof off. Well, you know what? No. Investing $15 million is I'm still climbing up the wall, friend. It's a start, but there are some increased partnerships that need to be developed to actually tear the roof off. But listen, I'm not knocking you, because there's so many people that never even got them to the door. You on the wall. Okay, I gotta go, because I think my time is up. Oh, 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Okay. That wasn't up there earlier. You told him to put it up there. I know. Here's the last thing. I'm done. I have 5 minutes. Y'all with me for 5 more minutes? All right. So, if I love you too much to leave you lame, I apply my information to your what? situation. If I love you too much to leave you lame, your problem becomes my priority, even if it causes me pain. If I love you too much to leave you lame, I won't stop seeking until I see a solution for your
situation.
Here's the last thing. If I love you too much to leave you lame, it's not about me. I can see you blessed without me getting a blessing. It's right there in the text. The text says, Jesus saw their faith and said, son, your sins are forgiven. Okay, let me see if I can say it again. Jesus says, Jesus saw their faith and said, your sins. Now, the average one of us would have gotten our feelings, because we would say, he wouldn't even got here if it wasn't for us. We're the ones sweating. We're the ones that had to do the walking. We're the ones that had to do the climbing. Jesus, the least you could do is hook us up with a little. You know what? At least say my name. If you don't bless me, at least give me a coupon to the Subway. At least acknowledge. That text doesn't say Jesus said anything to them, but he said to him, your sins are forgiven. Oh, God. See, when I love you, I just want to see you better. When I love you, I don't need accolades. When I love you, listen, I'm not posting a Valentine's shout out to my wife, because I don't need the people liking my status for something I have to love, for someone I love every day. It's not for me. 2 minutes and 48 seconds. I'm going to tell a story and I'm done. I got 2 minutes. I'm going to tell a story. 2 minutes. So when I was in college, I was dating Karen. Karen lived in Tennessee. I would leave on Fridays to go drive up to Tennessee, and I didn't want to drive alone, so my boy would ride with me. Every week, every month when we went, my boy would ride with me, and the same thing occurred. We'd get to about Asheville. I'd say, I'm sleepy. Will you buy me a soda? He'll say, I have no money. And I got food every time. But then one day, he got a job, and he invited me to go on the trip. And he not only paid for gas, but he paid for my drink. See, here's the beautiful thing about wanting others to be blessed. All you want to do is to see them be able to do what you've always been able to do. Okay, I see you're not with me. It takes nothing from me to want to support your academics, because I love you, so all I want you to do is be able to get the same grades or better than I'm getting. It does nothing for me to write a recommendation for you, because I would love to see you employed. Can I tell you why those guys didn't care about the fact Jesus didn't bless them? Because they no longer had to carry their friend. Now their friend was able to carry himself. Can you imagine what it looked like the next day, on that next morning? That next morning after, the next morning after, they woke up to their friend knocking on their door. They woke up to the same person they helped, now prepared to do something for them. When you're able to love your community, you're able to equally apply love to everybody. As they get blessed, we all get blessed. As they get a job, it's like we're getting a job. When they get married, it's like we're getting married. See, so here's the beautiful thing about this month. In the last 39 seconds, go back to my original seat. I'm waiting until 25. I'm going to close out 25 seconds. Here we go. When you say you love someone, you don't allow limitations to stop you from putting them in the place of Jesus, to putting them at the feet of Jesus, from putting them in the place where their lives can get better. So I love you, and I promise you, I will never leave you lame.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.